This is my show on New York. Although I was not born there, my child was. And many of us as people of color have passed through that city. It's a special place. Don't live there now. New York. New York was originally called Manhattan. Manhattan. The place where we get wood to make bows. There were several different tribes of people originally residing in New York. There were the Iroquois, also called the Haudenosaunee, that included several different clans that resided in New York. The Mohawk was one, the Cayuga, Erie, Oneida, Onondaga, and the Seneca Island. The Iroquois tended to be fighting, or it seems to be in opposition. They were enemies of the Algonquins, who were also present in New York, represented by the twins, the Lenape Delaware Muncie tribe, who are considered the grandfathers, the ancient people of the Algonquins. Some other tribes that inhabited New York were the Abenaki, part of the Wabanaki, people of the dawn, Easterners. There were Laurentians, Mohicans, who were natives to New York Hudson River, and the Mohegan, who are two separate tribes of people, different bands, although the names are very similar sounding. There's the Pusatuk, ever, and the Tuscarora, who ended up migrating to New York from North Carolina and becoming one of the sixth nation of the Six Nation band of the Haudenosaunee Iroquois. The Iroquois nations, five initially, created this great law of peace, which was necessary because there was so much infighting among the clans, the tribe. There was so much fighting that a great law of peace was necessary, and it was effective in stopping the wars. This was the basis. The great law of peace was the basis for the Iroquois Confederacy Constitution, and may have been the basis for the New York and United States Constitutions, as well as many of the founders, including Benjamin Franklin, met with the natives and may have adopted their ways. Give thanks. The great law of peace was brought to the tribes by a prophet called Gedaganawida, the great peacemaker and his spokesman. Hiawatha of the Onondaga Nation, and a female Seneca chief called the Peace Queen, who we don't often hear much about. The Peace Queen, who also carried the great law of peace to the warring nations. Give thanks. Just talking about the tribes and staying in line with, in keeping with the theme, are white people devils or is money the devil? Pretty much so many of the tribes that I mentioned who were here, you know, the Haudenosaunee, Abenaki, Muncie, Mohegan, Erie, Laurentian, Pusatuk, Mohican, so many of them were decimated by disease brought from white people, as well as wars with white people, and slavery, which is something that isn't talked about much, but there was extensive slavery and enslavement of the native people who are in New York and much of the East Coast of North America. And that's why so many of us do have Native blood within us. And once enslaved, we were all treated the same. Here, at least. How much of the devastation that was experienced here by Indigenous people was due to a people being evil and devilish, a race being devilish, as opposed to everybody conspiring to make money at the expense of others. Now, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and I hope that this was informative for you, and I'd love to get your thoughts. Are white people devils, or is money the devil? I'd love to get your thoughts. Peace out. Krishnamoore.com. Are white people devils, or is money the devil? I'd love to get your thoughts. Peace out. Krishnamoore.com.